The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
For there is none like unto our God. There is none that can ever be compared unto you, O God. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. There is no God like our God Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. We celebrate you this morning, our Father. We appreciate you, Lord. Thanking you for your care for us through the night. Thank you for your angelic protection. Thank you for the covering of the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Ghost fire. Thank you for every visitation, everything you have done for each one of us. You will give us life to quicken our mortal bodies this morning. Giving us life, oh God, to enter, oh Lord, and be part of this program. We thank you, Lord. We begin by the blood. Father, let the time be smooth, Lord. Let the network be helpful, Lord. Father, give us, O Lord, a very wonderful time this morning. We surrender unto you and to your spirit. We hand over the program to him.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Holy Spirit.
Thank
take
you, Holy
over,
Spirit.
Spirit of the living God. Come and lead us and download the prayer point for your own glory.
Our Father, I want to thank you this morning. We bless your name, O God, for the gift of life. We exalt you and uplift you for giving us this day to live and for making this day a blessing unto us. Thank you for each and every one of us that has connected. We pray that you give us individual encounters. As, O God, we get ourselves connected, we pray that you touch our lives. We pray that each and every one of us will encounter your manifested presence. Lord, have mercy on us. We enter by the blood of Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit. We have come to your throne to obtain mercy. Father, we are willing and we are ready. Lead us, Lord, we pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of the Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi Down, near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and our technician, Boja Wellwild and Pascal, under the team of the media team. This morning, by the grace of God, we want to pray on the theme, attending to my area of vulnerability. attending to my area of vulnerability for the Father's visit. Attending to the area of vulnerability to the Father's visit. You can simply say vulnerability to the Father's visit. Vulnerability to the Father's visit. A message of yesterday that the Holy Spirit is just leading that we should pray it today. Our text is in Romans chapter 7. From verse 21. So I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. Beloved, this scripture, Romans chapter 7, verse 21 to 24, to 25, to 25. Romans chapter 7, verse 21 to 25. If there is any theologian online, those who believe that those who preach on grace, the hyper grace proponents. Yes, grace. We are under grace. No sin, no this, nothing. This passage has a loaded message for us concerning the battles we fight. The battles we fight, the battles in the flesh. The battles, echo today, the battles in the flesh, the battles against the world, the battles in our minds. This scripture really explains why these battles in our lives. Paul himself is telling us that he finds another law at work, that when he wants to do good, that when he wants to do good, evil is right there with him. For in his inner being, he delights in God's law, but he sees another law at work in the members of his body. We are dealing with our areas of vulnerability. As the Lord led us yesterday, vulnerability is simply to be exposed to possibility of being attacked or harmed, either physically or emotionally. Yes, to be vulnerable is to be in danger, to be in peril, to be in jeopardy, to be helpless. You know, the Holy Spirit just prompted this to me, that the enemy's number one agenda and the enemy's agents, I don't want to mention global agents. Let me tell you, there are global organizations that are serving Satan. There are global organizations that are serving Satan. I am telling you, global organizations that are agents of the devil. They are helping mankind, all right. They do things for people to see physically. But I tell you that underground, they are working for the devil. We know them. Almost everyone online know them. We hear names. Not all, but some of the richest people in the world. Not all, but some of the richest people in the world. I believe this term rings a bell. The organizations they are formed, you know, now it is no secret that they want to reduce world population. It is no more secret that they want to reduce world population. And so they manufacture things. They manufacture drugs. They manufacture, diseases, pandemics, in order to reduce the population of the world. This is a direct confrontation and rebellion to God, who said, go and multiply. The Lord was telling me that their secret motto is, and I quote, direct, the Lord said this to me this morning, make them vulnerable. Make them vulnerable. That is, rob them, deny them, delay them, just to open them up for attack. Just to open them up for attack. Somebody can write it. Make them vulnerable. And that is, rob them, deny them, delay them, just to open them up for attack. And then another word came. Your area of vulnerability, somebody should write it, your area of vulnerability is the key and the gateway of the enemy into your life. Your area of vulnerability is the key, the gateway of the enemy into your life. I say that again. Your area of vulnerability is the key, the gateway, the key and the gateway of the enemy into your life. Into your life. Into your life. Beloved, we are praying against our vulnerabilities. We are securing our areas of vulnerabilities. As I mentioned yesterday, in Genesis chapter 3, you know, Satan only always appeal to the area of your vulnerability. So you see, right from Genesis chapter 3. Make them vulnerable. That is, rob them, deny them, delay them, just to open them up for attack. Make them vulnerable. That is, rob them, deny them, delay them, just to open them up for attack. And the second one, your area of vulnerability is the key and gateway of the enemy into your life. You see, to us Christians, the devil is nothing. To us Christians, those who are not born again, those who are not in Christ, the devil is their God. The devil is their God. They don't have power. But you and I, in Christ, believers, we have power over the devil and his works. But why is the devil, or why does he appear that it seems we are still slaves to the devil? We are still under his command. We are still under his attack. Our marriages under attack. Businesses under attack. Health under attack. Home under attack. I've told you, first is because we are in this world. We are in this world. It's a fallen world. Number two, we live in the flesh. And this flesh and the spirit, they are always fighting. I'm talking about the desire of the flesh. This flesh is just a house. Yes, it's just a house that is housing your spirit. But then, the enemy only looks for our vulnerable area. The area that we are weak. If you are weak in temper, that becomes his key and doorway always. If temper is your problem, if anger is your problem, if lust is your problem, if greed is your problem, if fear is your problem, if envy is your problem, if jealousy is your problem, that becomes his key to manipulate you and his doorway into your life to attack you. That's why the Bible said that we should examine ourselves. That was why yesterday in Psalm 139, verse 1 and 2, we prayed that, oh Lord, search me. Lord, search me and know the areas that I'm vulnerable. Search me and know the areas that I am vulnerable. Beloved, in Job chapter 1, verse 7, when God asked Job, where have you been? Say, I'm going to and fro. That is connected to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. That be alert. For the enemy prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And in Job chapter 1, verse 9, when God started talking about Job, have you seen Job this and this and that? And then from verse 10, Satan said, have you not built a hedge around him? A hedge around him. A hedge around his family. A hedge around his business. Beloved, in Christ, we have been hedged. Somebody should write it down. In Christ, you and I have been hedged. In Christ, we have been hedged. In Christ, you and I have been greatly hedged. We have been hedged with the blood and hedged with the Holy Spirit. We are sealed and secured. We are really untouchable. So then, because Satan knows that we have been sealed and untouchable, but then he knows that we are still carnal. We are still living in the flesh. So what does he do? He looks for our weakness. Our weakness to open us up for him. Somebody should write, Satan looks for our weaknesses or our area of vulnerability to open us up, our attentions be drawn to certain things. I believe that it is because of the love that God has for us and the prayers we have prayed that God is taking us through these teachings to open our eyes to know the areas that we should give attention to. You know, it does not mean that we should be perfect. No. It does not mean that we need to be perfect. But we need to be aware that the enemy gains access into our lives through our weaknesses, through our areas of vulnerability. Some people, their area of vulnerability is unbelief. They don't believe anything. So they miss the blessings of God. Some people, their area of vulnerability is doubt. Some people, their areas of vulnerability is anger. Some people, their areas of vulnerability is ego, self. In fact, that was the area of vulnerability of Eve. That was why in Genesis chapter 3 that I mentioned, Satan appealed to the ego and self of Eve. Eve wanted to know more. Eve wanted to know more. Even though Eve was in the image of God, the enemy went to him, to her, sorry. Did God see? Then Satan. So now the serpent was more crafty. Satan was working through the serpent. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? Now when you read down verse 6 is a direct quote or when you go to First John chapter 2 verse 16. Verse 6 says, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, number one, two, pleasing to the eyes, number three, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate. We have the last of the eyes. Addictions, thank you. Addiction, that good. Bless. Who is that person? Oh, good, good. Addictions. Thank you. Thank you. Addictions. You see, 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Lust. David's area of vulnerability is lust, or was lust. That was generational lust. That is traceable to David's ancestor Judah. Judah in Genesis 38. Judah. You see? So Judah laid the foundation for David. And David couldn't overcome the foundation of lust. So lust made David vulnerable. Lust was what prevented David from building the temple that he desired to build for God. Because David lusted after Bathsheba, Uriah's wife, slept with her and orchestrated the death of the husband Uriah. It was the blood of Uriah on David's hands. That was why God said to David, there is too much blood in your hands. So you cannot build a temple for me by your son. Solomon also set a record for marrying 700 wives, official ones that he said, I do, and 300 concubines. You see the transfer of that area of vulnerability to Solomon. Moses couldn't enter the promised land because the enemy assessed his area of vulnerability, which was anger. The anger that his ancestors set up in Genesis 34. Yes, Genesis 34. Genesis 34. Simeon and Levi. Out of anger, attacked Shechem and killed the men who had been circumcised according to the covenant so that they can marry, so that the king's son can marry Dinah. And so Jacob cursed that anger of Simeon and Levi. And Moses is a descendant of Levi. So that family, Moses, Aaron, Miriam, anger was their problem. And Moses couldn't deal with that anger. That anger led Moses never to enter the promised land. We call it generational transfer or ancestral transfer. Beloved, the enemy will do everything to assess our area of vulnerability. But there is something we can do. That was why the whole Apostle Paul was saying that he finds another law in his body. Paul was saying that he is vulnerable. Beloved, we should come, we should acknowledge our area of vulnerability and always present that area to God. Always present that area to God, our area of vulnerability, and always present that area to God. Which area am I vulnerable? Some are vulnerable to fear. Some are vulnerable to jealousy and envy. In fact, that is the area that the enemy exposes them. You know, things like anxiety. Anxiety makes you vulnerable. Poverty makes you vulnerable. Delay makes you vulnerable. Fear can make you vulnerable. Greed, envy, jealousy, lust, lack. All these things, they make you hurt, vulnerable. They make you vulnerable to the enemy. They open you up for the enemy's attack. They become doorways and keys that the enemy will use to assail you or assault you. Love of the world, love of money can make you vulnerable. Money is good. Everything is good. Anger is good. We are talking about excessive. You know, everybody gets angry. Even God himself gets angry. But there is an anger that is not just an ordinary anger. In fact, when you read Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4, remember that we are all a work in progress. And God is working on us. Remember that we are all a work in progress. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27. He says, verse 26 and 27, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. Do not give the devil a foothold. I believe this was referring to Moses. Moses expressed anger three occasions. Number one, when he killed the Egyptian who was fighting with the Israeli. He was young then with Pharaoh. Number two, in Exodus 32, when he had gone up to bring the tablets, the two tablets. Yes, the stone tablets on which the Ten Commandments have been written. And also Aaron, out of anger, he couldn't wait because Moses went up there and for 40 days he wasn't coming. They were not hearing anything. And people were harassing Aaron. So out of anger, why is Moses, why? What kind of God is this? That you wait and wait and wait. Okay, you people, bring me your jewelries. And he collected the jewelries of the women and made a golden calf. Anger led him to do that. Aaron. And when Moses was coming down and he saw what they have done, that they are worshipping a golden calf, out of anger, he threw the tablets and broke them. Number two, remember that by the studies in foundation, the first occurrence is an announcement. The second occurrence is a witness, confirmation. By the third occurrence, it becomes a foundation. That one becomes difficult to deal with. It becomes what? A foundation. So in all this, the first one, Satan marked Moses. The second one, he marked Moses. Then the third one, Numbers 20, from verse 8. When the Israelites need water, God said, take the elders, go and stand by the rock and strike it, and water will come. Speak to the rock. Speak, not striking. The striking one was Exodus 17, 1 to 8. But Numbers 20, speak. And then the pressure on Moses. People were just talking. Look at you. You say you could lead us. You can't give us water. What kind of leadership is this? Moses, look, it was anger out of pressure. Instead of speaking, he struck the rock. And the devil said, you are the just God. At the mouth of two or three, the matter is not established. It is not established. So, allow me. And that was why Moses could not enter the promised land. Beloved, look at Judah Iscariot. Judah Iscariot, first Judas. First of all, let's look at Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, in 2 Kings chapter 5. Gehazi, who was to inherit Elisha's anointing because of the love of money, the lust of the world. Gehazi lusted after Naaman's wealth that the master refused to collect. Gehazi lusted after it. And so Gehazi got leprosy. And Gehazi got leprosy. That was why Elisha died with the anointing in his bones. And when the dead man was cast into the pit, that dead person, the tomb, that dead person came to life. That dead person, he said, what's the prophet cry? He said, one of these prophets, eh? Yes, that dead person, one of the prophets, according to theologians. Judah Iscariot, the man who followed Jesus because of lust for money. Lust for money. In fact, John says that Judah, because he was the treasure. So he used to help himself. Judas Iscariot. He used to help himself. He used to take some of the money. He loved money. Money is not bad. Money is not bad. We need money. Everybody should pray that God should bless you. You shouldn't be in the position where you are always begging. It is not good. But last, when money becomes your God, your everything, that you become vulnerable. Judas Iscariot became vulnerable and sold his master. The love of money is the root of evil. The love of money is the root of evil. So that love is also lust. The love of money is actually lust. Huh? You see, lust is when the thing draws you out. When it draws your senses out so that you don't reason again. That is lust. You don't reason again. Huh? Even when there is danger, you don't feel the danger again. Yes, that is lust. So, beloved, we need to examine ourselves and check our areas of vulnerability. Do you know that delay was what made Abraham vulnerable? Delay made Abraham vulnerable. Yes, delay can make you vulnerable. Delay. May God help us. Amen. That was why Abraham had to go in to Hagar. And today, look at the problem that exists between the Jews and the Arabs. Because of delay. Delay made Abraham vulnerable. Whilst he was waiting, the wife put pressure on him. Delay, poverty, scarcity, lack. These things, they make you vulnerable for the enemy to have access to you. And when I was preparing this, the Holy Spirit just brought to me singles, those who are single who is of age to marry. I'm telling you, if you are not really careful and spirit-filled, you become vulnerable to men. Yes, vulnerable to men. What about single mothers? What about widows? What about orphans? What about the destitute? We are going to pray for these people during the 11-hour prayer parade. What about barrenness? Look, all these things can make you vulnerable to begin to seek help from other areas. Poverty can make you vulnerable to begin to seek help from other areas. So the first thing that I mentioned that God gave me, that first statement I say, the enemy's agenda is make them vulnerable. That is, rob them, deny them, delay them, just to open them up for attack. To open them up for attack. And the other statement, your area of vulnerability is the key and gateway of the enemy into your life. Do you know that? I don't want to mention because we are on. Do you know that it is an agenda of these globalists to make people poor, especially Africa? We all know it. So that they can continue to rule us. Yes, they make us vulnerable so that they continue to do what? Rule us. We need to really pray that Holy Spirit take charge of my area of vulnerability. I refuse to be vulnerable. I reject vulnerability. Yes. That thing, even if you are a widow, God should provide so that you don't become vulnerable. When you are single, God should give you your husband. Or God should occupy you with something. Beloved, look, people joining cults. Why are many young people joining the cults? The occult. Why? Why are many young people joining the occult? Why are many people falling into all kinds of traps? It is because they are vulnerable. They are vulnerable. They are vulnerable. The enemy want to make you vulnerable. The enemy want to assail you, assail your vulnerability, which becomes his key and gateway. Yes, Nana Yao. Thank you. Solomon had 300 backups. 300 backups. May God deliver our modern day youth, even in the church. Christians, you are already gone. I'm telling you. If you are also following this mentality, you can speak in tongues, but you are gone. You are gone. 80% you are gone. The devil has already stolen you. I'm telling you, backups in the church. They are also using the terms backups. and you deceive yourself that you are still a child of God. When the world has swallowed you, you are vulnerable. You are vulnerable. You are already a slave to the devil, a slave to sin. Yes, I'm telling you, a slave. May God deliver us from vulnerability. Let's begin to pray. Say, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your word. Let's begin to thank God for his word right now.
We thank you for your word that has come. We are grateful, Lord, for your word, timely word that builds us up. Yes, Lord, we thank you for the revelation that has come, the exposition. Enable us to understand your word, the light that has been thrown on our spirit, O God, so that we will get your word clear and know how to live our lives in this world. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, the law, Father, Lord, the standard that you have set for us. Father, we are grateful for this opportunity. Not everyone has it like this, but we to us, you have given it to us. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful for this word that has come, this timely word, timely exposition.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This is a very powerful prayer against vulnerability. Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Say, O Lord,
search me.
Search me, O Lord. 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 Search me, O Lord.
Search me, O Lord.
Search me, O Lord.
Search
me, O Lord.
Search me, O Lord.
Search me, O Lord.
Search
my area of vulnerability.
My area of vulnerability.
My area of vulnerability.
My area of vulnerability.
Search me, search me.
Search me, Lord.
Search the areas that I'm vulnerable.
Set
the areas that I'm vulnerable.
Set
the areas that I'm vulnerable.
Set
the areas that I'm vulnerable.
Set the areas that I'm vulnerable.
Search
me, O Lord.
Set me, O Lord, set me, O Lord. Set my areas of vulnerability. 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 Li papa rakata kaba itala basha kata kaba ya ibeleke teke barakata kaba itala basha kata li brukutu kaba rababa itakaba ya ile papa lokutu kaba atala basha kaba ra
ibebebe teke teke vulnerability. And let me by your spirit, so that Lord, I will stand for you. I will do away with them. I will walk out from them. In the name of Jesus, by your grace and by your mercy, in the name of Jesus Christ, help me, Lord.
Set me, Lord. Set me, Lord. Set me, Lord. Set the area of my vulnerability, O God.
Set me, set me, Lord. Set me, Lord. Set me, Lord. The areas that I'm vulnerable. Ile papa atakaba yakatakaba ya ile papa italabasha la papa rakatakaba italabasha.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You see, because the devil has been able to conquer many of us through our areas of vulnerability, that is why he has set up philosophical ideologies in our minds. To err is human. That's one of them. To err is human. To err is human. Oh, as for that person, oh, this thing, cool. You don't know these days. Oh, as a man, as a woman, you are already a slave. You are already a slave. Did Jesus ever say to err is human? Like I was explaining, and then somebody called me to thank me about this polygamy, is that one of the prominent charismatic founders was talking about. It has become, and sometimes when I listen to pastors, I am shocked. I don't know the Bible they read. Some are defending, polygamy. One great man of God sitting, telling the congregation, look, polygamy. Anyway, me, I didn't listen, but listen to me. Look, let me tell you, women, if you think you are the only person that your husband will sleep with, look, accept that men are men. And I said, what? Mm-hmm. And this man has a congregation sitting down and listening to him. He said, I want to shock you, ladies. I'll look for the link and I'll come up. I want to shock you, lady. Look, the first polygamist in the Bible is called Lamech. Genesis chapter 4, verse 19. The first person to marry two women, Lamech married Ada and Zillah. And who is Lamech? From Genesis chapter 4, from verse 17. Lamech is the direct descendant of Cain. Who is Cain? Cain was the first human being that was born, flesh. And Cain was the first murderer, kill Abel. So Cain represents the line of the wicked, and Abel represents the line of the righteous. Cain was the first man that was cursed. Cursed. God cursed him. You see, so if a descendant of Cain is the first to marry, even though in Genesis chapter 6, God wiped out through the flood that generation. But you know, spirits don't die. So the spirit of polygamy was still hovering. So through the three sons of Noah, who started populating the earth, the spirit still of polygamy still found one of them. And the spirit of polygamy still worked through traditions and cultures. Period. So polygamy is a direct rebellion against the order of marriage that God set up. God did not create two Eves for Adam. He did not create two Eves for Adam. Abraham was not a polygamist. No. Abraham didn't marry Hagar. Abraham married Keturah after the death of Sarah. So Abraham was not a polygamist. Jacob was not an intentional polygamist. Jacob served Laban for Rahel. For Rahel. But when it was time for Rachel to be given to him, Leah was rather given to him. So Jacob did not intend. Jacob became a situational polygamist. Isaac was not a polygamist. But you know, Esau became a polygamist. So you see, Esau became what? A polygamist. So you see, that is it. Let's continue to pray. Mm-hmm. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I bring my area of vulnerability.
I bring my area of vulnerability.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Visit my area.
Visit my area
of vulnerability.
Of vulnerability.
Visit my area 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 of vulnerability. Visit my area of vulnerability. Visit my area of vulnerability. My Lord and my God. My Father in heaven, visit my area of vulnerability.
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 Visit
my area of vulnerability. Visit, 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 visit my area of vulnerability. 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 Lord, I pray that you visit my area of vulnerability. Where I am vulnerable, I present to you my area of vulnerability. I present to you, Lord, my area of vulnerability. Holy Spirit, I present to you my area of vulnerability.
Holy Spirit, I present to you my area of vulnerability.
I present to you
my area of vulnerability. I present to you my area of vulnerability. I present to you my area of vulnerability. My area of vulnerability. I present to you my area of vulnerability.
I present my area of vulnerability to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I present to you my area of vulnerability. Holy Spirit, I present my area of vulnerability to you. Anything in my life that makes me vulnerable, that makes me liable for attack from the devil and his hordes. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, help me, touch me, Lord. I present my area of vulnerability to you.
Il est papa le ketete baroko to kabaya malekete ke baroko to kabaya malekete ke barakata kabaya il est papa le ketete barakata kabaya il est papa le koto kabarakata kabaya. We present to you, O Lord, our area of vulnerability, 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 our area of vulnerability,
our area of vulnerability,
our area of vulnerability,
our area of vulnerability,
our area of vulnerability,
our area of vulnerability, we present it to you, Lord. 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 We know, oh God, we know, oh God, Kaboriandalabasha,
Baba rakata kabaya, iprekete ke baroko to kaba italabasha, le baba lakarababa atakabaya, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I want to tell you what the Holy Spirit just said to me right now. Anytime a man of God begins to promote, whatever the man of God begins to promote, it means the man of God has already become a slave to it.
Yes.
Or the man of God is under attack to that thing. So the man of God, for instance, if I am using myself, this polygamy thing, I don't promote it. But if I begin to agree and promote polygamy, that means that either I have been conquered by that spirit, or that spirit is attacking me. Yes. So these are the things that we should watch. It, the Bible is so clear. Which of the prophets married two wives? Which of the 12 disciples married two wives? And like I said, people quote Jacob, our patriarch, which of the patriarchs? Esau was an enemy. Yes. Jacob was not an intentional polygamist. No. You know how he became the husband of two. We want to pray. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
The name of Jesus Christ.
I secure the gateway.
I secure the gateway.
Into my vulnerable area.
Into my vulnerable area.
I secure the gateway.
I secure the gateway.
With the blood of
with
Jesus
the
Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
I secure the gateway.
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 Yes. Secure the gateway right now. Secure the gateway.
I secure
into the
gateway.
Area that you are vulnerable.
Into the, my
secure,
areas secure. Of vulnerability.
Secure the gateway.
I secure
into the
gateway.
Area that you are vulnerable.
Into the areas
secure,
that
secure.
I am vulnerable.
Secure the gateway.
I 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 secure the gateway.
To my area of
to
vulnerability.
My area of vulnerability.
I secure the gateway.
I secure
to the
gateway.
Area of my
to
vulnerability.
Area of my
I secure. I secure. I secure, 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 I secure,
begin to secure
now.
I secure,
secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure, secure,
I secure the gateway into my areas of vulnerability. Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
I close
Christ,
the gap.
I close the gap.
To vulnerability.
Vulnerability.
In my life.
In my life.
I close every gap.
Close every gap.
I 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 close every gate.
Every gate.
I close every doorway.
I close every doorway.
In the area of vulnerability.
In the area of vulnerability.
I close it. I close it.
I close it.
I close it. I close it.
I close it.
I close it.
Yes, Lord.
I shut it down.
I shut it down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down. The gate of vulnerability.
The gate of vulnerability.
Shut them down right now.
I shut
down the gate of vulnerability.
I shut down.
Shut down.
I 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 shut down. I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down. I shut down. I shut down. I shut down. The gates of vulnerability.
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 I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut you 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 down.
The gates of my vulnerabilities.
I shut you down.
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 The gate of my vulnerabilities.
I shut
you down. I shut down that gate now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I shut down every gate of vulnerability in my life. that makes me susceptible, vulnerable to demonic attacks. Yes, satanic attacks. I shut those gates down. I shut down, 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 I shut down
That's the gate of their vulnerability. They can pretend. They can really pretend. Do you know how the devil used that area? You always meet people who are pretending. Yes. You always error. The enemy, those who pretend, you suffer error. You are always making mistakes. Even death will appear to you as life. You enter before you know that it is death. You know, there is a family that anger has really robbed them. Anger robbed them. This lady, holding masters, I tell you, she has looked for job, beautiful. She wasn't getting. Then a man of God, a great man of God came. How did that spirit of anger enter her? A man of God called Thomas Okwara came, Okwara, short man, came to my former church. I was there then, North Carolina Assemblies of God. This lady will manifest. Okay, I am talking about two things now. There was one. Every time she was manifesting, that day she manifested to the prayer warriors. We pray, we're tired. Okwara came for the morning service, left us there, came for the evening. We were still on this. Then she said, Brethren, stop. Not everything will go out the same day, but let me tell you. Lady, you are a lesbian. You sleep with yourself. Say yes. Okay. Do you know how you can overcome that spirit? Then Okwara asked the secretary to give her four foolscap sheets. Just write. Oh Lord, deliver me from the spirit of lesbianism. I am willing. Deliver me from the spirit of lesbianism. I am willing. Say, just go and write. As you are writing, you are saying it. Write. When the first sheet is full, turn the back. Write. Four. She did that. Sent it to Okwara. Okwara said, say this after me. Only the first sheet, front and back. So Okwara was saying it. She was saying it. That was the end. She was delivered. This lady also who has anger. Anytime she goes to interview, she will get angry. She will get angry. In fact, there was a United Nations office. She went for an interview there. They were going to pick her because one of the big men. Oh, then they said something about how she dressed or something. In fact, they were just testing her. When she fled up, she used the N-word. You. Do you know how to dress? What is wrong with my dressing? I am telling you. Anger. Look, there are some angers, eh? Please, let's be strategical. Not that we'll not get angry. When the enemy knows your area of vulnerability, he will raise people to always provoke you in that area. I like the word provoke. Provoke you, your husband, your wife, your children, your worker. Look, some people, immediately a door is going to open, they get angry. That door closes. Immediately something good is coming. The enemy knows how to get you hot, angry. The enemy will just provoke your area of vulnerability. So check. When a new thing is going to happen, the enemy will just provoke your area of vulnerability. You will just sleep with a man. You will just sleep with a lady. That thing will just come on you. Bah! For the next 10 years, you are locked up. You are locked up. Say, Lord, deliver me. From my areas of vulnerability. Say, Lord, I am willing.
I am willing.
Say, oh Lord, deliver me, deliver me.
I am willing.
Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me.
Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. From my areas of vulnerability.
Deliver me from my areas of vulnerability.
From the area of my vulnerability.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
With the key of David. I shut them down. Your September is delivering.
Amen.
I say your September is delivering.
Amen.
You are going to give a testimony you've never given before.
Jesus.
That is why the Holy Spirit is leading us today. I'm telling you, testimonies that you've never given, you are going to give them. That is why the Holy Spirit in his infinite wisdom is leading us to pray this way. The Holy Spirit leading us in our areas of vulnerability. I am telling you, you will never fall into that trap. You will never make that mistake.
Amen.
You are the next to testify.
Yes,
so may the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious
Amen.
Unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
The Lord says that I should tell you, I don't know whether it is me or God, Gladys. The Lord said, begin to celebrate.
Amen.
Say, begin to celebrate.
Amen.
The Lord said, begin to celebrate.
Amen.
Begin to celebrate.
Amen.
Begin to celebrate. Begin to say, oh my God, I feel celebration in the atmosphere.
Amen.
Begin to celebrate. Begin to celebrate. Begin to celebrate. Begin to celebrate. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Shalom, 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 peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.